time for your feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Luna is a mini cockapoo, apparently very smart. She solves math problems with her paws. Oh. Jared is her human. He figured out she likes to communicate by scratching her paws on his shoulder.
I teach her something, and she's able to pick it up really quickly. I kind of realized, like, hey, she loves to communicate with her paws. And then one day I just tried math with her in the car. It actually kind of came together, and I was like, oh, wow, like, she can actually kind of do it. I start off, I kind of ask her a math problem, like, you know, what's 2 + 2? She'll, like, sit there, kind of ponder it, and you can see her eyes, like, looking around, looking at her, almost like she's, like, genuinely thinking of what I just asked her. And then she'll go ahead and communicate with her paws by tapping on my shoulder the answer. And then, of course, when she gets the answer, I reward her by saying, good girl, and just, like, letting her know that she got the answer right.
That's sweet. And she really does have such an expressive face. She really looks like she's mulling it over. Like, okay, let me think.
Anyone else just not believe this?
It's really, listen, you got to watch the video. You got to watch the video. I mean, she really does it. She just scratches the paws the right amount for the answer.
Couple things. One, if a dog is smarter than me when it comes to math, there's problems.
This one is.
And two, anybody could say, oh, look, he understands.
Yeah, well, listen, this looks legit. You can follow their videos at Luna the Cockapoo.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait.
She's really cute.
Wait, is a cockapoo, what is a cockapoo?
She looks like a little.
Is it a dog or a bird?
It's a dog.
What am I thinking of?
It's a dog. I don't know.
Cockatiel?
Probably a cockatiel.
A cocka what? A cockapoo?
It's a cockapoo.
Cockatiel. Those are two different things, right?
Two different things.
Okay.
This one's a dog. Very expressive eyes, like almost human eyes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not buying it.
You need to see it.
No.
Don't judge until you see the cute videos at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bella Global.
See, Melinda rolls in and says, I've worked for a vet for a very long time. No dogs can't do math.
Listen, one can.
We're poking
Don't
holes.
You doubt Luna.
We're poking holes.
Don't you doubt Luna. Don't you poo-poo my feel good.
We don't. You know what? No, I don't think
Listen,
so.
This is not a cockatoo. It's a cockapoo. Brooke is saying a cockatoo is a bird. It's a cockapoo.
Okay, so
and I don't
there's
even
a
know if that's true. I think it's a cockatiel, Brooke.
So wait, a cockapoo, and a cockatoo?
This is going so sideways. Cockatoo.
I just want to learn
about... Okay, a cockatiel is a... Okay, that's like the... Okay, you know the villain bird in Rio... I think it's Rio 2.
Uh-huh.
With the yellow feathers, white bird, yellow feathers on his top, on his head. That's cockatoo.
I just want to learn about all the cockas.
Okay. You can spend time after the show doing that. In the meantime, you can see Luna, the cockapoo, at WDJX.com.
I mean, we have so many
Stop
people
Stop.
Texting.
Stop. Stop it.
Okay.